Welcome to What the Fog, the podcast.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Michelle. And we love to have honest, open,
and often ridiculous conversations
about all things midlife,
usually over coffee.
And we'd love you to join us.
There'll be cringy moments.
There'll be tears.
There'll be raw moments.
But there'll be plenty of laughs too.
Oh, definitely laughs.
So if you're a woman of a certain age, come and join our conversation as we talk about
health,
beauty,
music,
books,
fashion,
and of course, our fog moments.
So grab your favourite cuppa,
get comfy,
and let's chat.
Oh, hi Lou.
Hi Michelle.
We're back.
We are.
Episode
90. Oh, God.
There's only women of our age will understand what that's all about.
That reference.
When was that? 80s?
Oh, well, I remember it being in my little single bed at home when I lived at home. With little flowery duvet. So, yeah, 19, I can't do the maths, you know what I mean?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
ago. It's of our era.
This is the 19th episode.
19th episode.
We're always dead surprised when we do these, aren't we? Yeah. We've got to do another month. And today, Michelle, bless her, has decamped in my tiny little house and we've got all this kit on my tiny, tiny table.
It's working.
And it's working.
I do feel like we need to do a behind the scenes because I'm sure people get the impression we're in some swanky studio somewhere with posh equipment and all the rest of it. If they could just see us scrunched up most of the time over a table.
I know. Well, we've kind of progressed from the first one when we were in that little cafe, do you remember?
Yes.
And screaming children.
With loads of noise in the background. So we have. And we've got lovely tea and we've had lovely breakfast. So it's all good.
It's not so bad. We've got our chamomile on the go. So I'm going to take a sip now because I'm already been a bit dry.
So we're doing a sip and say, aren't we?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Oh, and we're off again. Before we jump in, we've got important news.
We have.
One big thank
you. We've got important thank yous.
To our lovely Fiona.
Our biggest.
Fifi.
Yeah, our biggest supporter. Yeah. Thank you,
Fiona. You've been a little star, again, always supporting us and being there in the background and giving us a...
Buying us virtual coffees.
Yes, so she's done that. Thank you so much for this month. That'll keep us going.
Because I know you get sick of us hearing us saying this, but we have not managed to work out between our two brains how to make any money out of any of this. So we just do it all from our own funding and from little donations that you, our gorgeous community, if you think we're any good, that you give us through Buy Me a Coffee.
Yeah, and if you just want to buy us one, it's just £2. Don't know what that is abroad.
But... it's less than the price of a coffee.
Oh,
isn't
it? I can't get a coffee for £2 anywhere in England.
No.
What is it, about £3.50?
£3 at least, aren't they?
And then you've got a fancy one with soy milk, which we tend to go for.
Yeah.
Fortunes. But yeah, thank you. If you have done in the past or if you fancy doing it after this episode, you've no idea. It makes such a massive difference to us.
It does.
And not only that, it keeps us wanting to do it because sometimes, you know, like anybody out there, any girls who are just thinking, I'm really tired, we get so tired, don't we?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Energy levels are low. And when you get a good comment or a lovely share, which we've had a few recently saying people just found the podcast and it's helping, it really just thinks,
and that always takes us by surprise, doesn't it? Because I know, you know, people have kind of fallen out of love with social a little bit. And, you know, people say to us, why Facebook group? Well, because we don't charge for anything, Facebook's like the only free place we can gather, really.
Yeah.
And it's private as well. So we can share things in there that are not public like they are on Instagram.
That's right.
But it always takes us by surprise because people don't always interact.
No.
And you think, well, nobody's in there and noticing. And maybe we've just, you know, we've done our thing. Maybe it's time to bow out now. But and then lovely comments come up and we realise that people are noticing things.
That's it. Just because I suppose we've got to think to ourselves, if people, doesn't mean there's no comments, doesn't mean people are not listening or watching us.
Yeah.
And we've had two or three this week from people abroad, actually in America, who found us and said, we're laughing, we're driving to work, laughing at your podcasts and really engaging and relating to all of our stories. So
maybe they're mainly laughing at our Northern English accents.
Yeah.
But no, they have said they really like the content and it's helped, haven't they? So, between the comments, the feedback and the little donations, it just really keeps spurring us on, doesn't it?
It does. So we're here for another episode.
We're back. Sorry.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, it's World Menopause Month, October 2022 we're in.
Yeah.
And we have just had World Mental Health Day.
Mental health. And Michelle couldn't say mental before.
Mental health, I think I called it, which I think is a new word. I've invented a new word for when you're having a meltdown when you're feeling mental.
What was it again?
Mental. I can't even say it now.
Can't even say world.
World Mental Day.
Got a fair share of meltdown.
So, yeah, we have a World Mental Health Day. And I think... you know, emotional and mental health symptoms are the kind of unspoken, hidden symptoms of menopause, aren't they? And we were talking about it being like a vicious circle almost, weren't we? You can, you know, some of the symptoms of menopause are the emotional roller coaster and the brain fog and the things that can be called emotional and mental health. But then also the physical symptoms, like the, you know, insomnia, Lou.
Don't get me going.
We'll get onto that.
Yeah.
And hot sweats and the lack of focus and the aching joints and all that kind of... Heart palpitations. They can all cause emotional and mental health issues. So you're caught in this vortex, aren't you? But it's, I think the emotional and mental health side of it doesn't get spoken about as much as the physical symptoms.
No, that's true. What was it on the news yesterday, which was quite interesting, that came to light in Parliament in England? It was being discussed, wasn't it, from the age of 45 going forward, that they want to give women health wellness checks, don't they?
Yes.
To discuss possible menopausal, perimenopausal symptoms.
Yeah.
Which is a massive, brilliant, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a bit old, you know, we're too late in the day for us, unfortunately. But it's great going forward that this could happen, and which brings into that the whole mental thing, mental health, because at the time when we were going through perimenopause, that's why we started this, because we really did think we were losing our minds, didn't we?
You thought we were going completely off the edge.
And I'm 55 now, and you're 56, and I've started HRT, which, you know, we'll go on to that another time, but it's still like, there's no day I think, God, I feel fantastic. I'm clear. No, my mind's clear. I've got no anxiety. No, it's constantly there.
Yeah, I think we just learn ways to manage it. I'm not sure it's ever going to dissipate completely, because it's, like you said a bit earlier before we came on air, that how much of it is just a natural ageing process anyway? And menopause is part of the ageing process, isn't it?
That's it. And we're getting tired. We, you know, our bodies aren't what they were. Walking down the stairs before, crunchy knee. That's a new thing I've had lately, crunchy knee. You were saying about your little fingers hurting, weren't you?
My fingers are hurting, yeah. And I mean, I've been a bit on fire this week work-wise, so I've been on my laptop quite a lot.
Yeah.
But I've never really had aching knuckles before. That's a new one. But I've got achy knuckles.
But I told you.
Yeah, you
about
did.
6 months. My little fingers, I'm doing this in front of the mic because you can see me, can't you? Bending. I bet you're all bending your little fingers now, thinking,
I'm bending my little fingers. Yeah.
But I couldn't bend it. I was like, oh my God, the pain of doing that. But luckily now I can. Look.
Well, you see, it's because of you sharing that, that when I started to get that, I realised what was happening. And this is why it's so important to be talking about things and sharing things, isn't it? Because then I wasn't scared that I had chronic arthritis or something. I thought, oh, it's another menopause thing. Yeah. And it still needs addressing. It still needs sorting out. But I wasn't scared because you told me about it. So I was prepared for it. But you're right. It's a massive positive, this thing happening in the House of Commons.
Yeah.
The MPs all talking about it. And my initial reaction, I had to catch myself really, was, yeah, that's great. But what about those that have passed that age?
I know.
And then also my strong feeling is that that needs to happen every year or maybe every other year. You can't just do that one check at 45 because everybody starts menopause at different ages, different stages. That kind of shows a lack of understanding. But then I had to catch myself and think, no, hang on, this is a massive, massive step forward because the conversation is being had in government.
Yeah.
That's where policy's made, and that's where things, you know, you can decide that things are going to get paid for. Like, you know, we're all campaigning, like Mariella first drop.
Yes.
Got it right. This time. And the menopause mandate, campaigning to have HRT free because contraception's free.
Exactly.
HRT costs a blooming fortune.
Oh, it does. It was. So in England, we have to pay for it, but yeah, in Scotland, it's free. So let us know what the cost is in your countries. Say if you watch, you're listening to this in France or Spain, how much is it for your HRT? Yeah. If you want to come on Facebook or our Instagram, just give us a little idea, because you've got to, what's the word I want? I want to say fracture that into, that's not a word.
Fracture. Very fraudulent though. Fracture, arthritis, osteoporosis.
Fracture that in. So your monthly outgoings, because this month, it's kind of good this, I'll tell you in a minute how I've got the GP follow-up. But it's just cost me £28 for three prescriptions this time.
How long will that last?
It might last 3 months, I think. So I suppose it's £10 per month. But mine is still not on the right dosage. So I keep paying this and I don't seem to have found it at like the right thing yet. But it's a costly affair. So why isn't it free? But you know why? Because I'm making so much money from it now.
Well, the pharmaceuticals are making money from it, and therefore the government's making money from it. So, but then I suppose you could argue the same about contraception, couldn't you? But
yeah,
I suppose not. True. Not every woman's going to take contraception, or man, I suppose. Mm. But then not every woman's going to take HRT either. Not every woman can.
No. But for that, the other side, the wellness thing, that's a really good positive step.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is.
Whether it happens, probably what happened for
just that the conversation's being had amongst politicians, a lot of whom are men. You know, that's so that just shows a massive shift in the mindset of men as well, doesn't it? And in the workplace, I was reading yesterday that in the House of Commons, they're talking about, which is something we're really passionate about, isn't it? Just looking at how to deal with menopause in the workplace, because we've been talking to a few people about helping them with that, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
To get a menopause charter and a menopause ambassador in the workplace. I think every workplace should have one.
They should. I mean, nothing really in place in my place where I work. But this week, just personally for me, and you know I don't sleep well, but it's been ridiculous the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm being 1:30 waking up, then I wake for hours, and then I think there was others. It was Monday, 1:30, and I literally was awake till I got up at 6 and did a full-time job, and I come home then. So,
and a difficult job as well. It takes a lot of concentration and focus,
a lot of multitasking, and so it's just some days I think I don't know really how I managed to get through this. You just hope that night you might get a bit extra, but it's not really working.
So the physical thing of the insomnia, let's talk a little bit about that, because then, you know, that affects your limbs and your organ function and everything. So we talk a lot about bowel issues and gut issues and things. Well, lack of sleep can affect all of that.
Which actually has gone AWOL.
Oh.
But you're right. So maybe that's connected because of the stress.
Yeah, definitely.
And then...
But then what about the emotional aspect of that?
And you're tired, so you want to cry.
Exhaustion.
And because you're tired, I don't want to particularly do an awful lot of exercise. I'm not a very exercised person, but I do some. But because I'm tired, I think I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're in a bit of a spiral of them feeling a bit depressed. I'll probably be honest, I felt a bit teary the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Probably because I've been so tired. The weather's changed, we've gone darker in England, winter's coming, and it takes me a few weeks to adjust to that.
Yeah.
And I know what I do probably suffer from that SAD syndrome.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of things going on at the moment, and that's why, for me, I need this, I need you, I need our little community.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just, if you're feeling like you just have to reach out, don't you, have a little chat.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing that struck me, because obviously there's a lot of noise around at the moment around menopause, because it's World Menopause Month and Mental Health Awareness. And it's fantastic because a lot of these issues are being highlighted. But what I think there's a distinct lack of is people talking about what the possible solutions are.
Yeah.
And any positives around it. So there's lots of highlighting the challenges, problems, issues. Not a lot of, but here's what you can do about it.
Yeah.
And we were talking, weren't we, before we came on, one of the biggest things you can do for your emotional health is get a community.
Yeah.
Get a network. Be connected. True. Just be connected. Don't disconnect yourself from people.
Because yeah, I think that's it. When you are feeling anxious, you do want to pull away from people or anything that makes you feel, you know, like you may look on Instagram or Facebook think, oh, everyone's in a great life and why aren't I doing that? But a lot of it isn't true. And even if it is true, well, good for them, but it's about you, isn't it? And some days you might be thinking, oh, well, no one wants to listen to me today, or I don't want to waste anybody's time by giving them a call, but you should. Or for me yesterday, this is one thing, it was my lunch break, and I end up scrolling through and I find a couple of reels and it was, oh, there's a song and I love it. And I just saw these people dancing to it. And it just lifted me. Yeah. And I thought, that's all I needed today, just a little bit of something different. But we were saying as well about the whole community and talking. When we get together and we have our coffee or tea and we have a sip and a chat, and then we go, you might speak for 5 minutes, but what's been going on in your life?
Of a relay.
And then you'll go, it's your turn. And it reminded us, do you remember that episode in Sex and the City when they were in Marrakesh, weren't they?
Yeah.
And it was Charlotte and Miranda at that cocktail bar. And Charlotte wanted desperately to get things off her chest about her children, didn't she?
Yeah.
But she thought, I can't, because it doesn't sound good to say that negative thing. But Miranda went, take a sip.
Yes.
And she did. And then she started. And then next minute, they're both explaining how they felt and they started laughing. And I thought, that is just exactly what we need. Yeah. And even if you're not doing it verbally on our little What the Fog community, you can just watch it as well. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hear it and this, and we're with you. And it's so important, isn't it?
Maybe we need a little hashtag in our community, that's because we call it sip and say, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, have a sip and say what you're feeling.
Yeah.
So maybe we need that little hashtag. So if you're just feeling like you need something like that, maybe come into the group or onto Insta and just put hashtag sip and say ? And somebody might pop up and just interact with you and have a, you know, a little interaction with you.
Because it must be a girly thing, because our other programme we love, Sweet Magnolias, they have Pour It Out, don't they?
They have Margarita Night, don't they, and Pour It Out,
So it's definitely, I know women do that, and men more so are probably a bit more reserved in that way.
Yeah.
We do, and it's massively, massively helpful.
But there are, when you're going through these emotional aspects, so, well, when you're going through menopause anyway, and you're frightened, and, you know, particularly perimenopause, all that horrible stuff starts to happen, you don't understand what's happening. So I think there is a tendency to withdraw. I definitely felt that. If I hadn't had you and we hadn't been brave enough to tell each other what we were going through, because we hadn't for ages, had we?
No.
Then I think I would have withdrawn and I'd have disconnected. I was definitely disconnecting from a partner.
Mm.
I was disconnecting from social activities. Like you said, that sends you into a bit of a spiral.
Mm.
I was disconnecting from my health. I wasn't really looking after myself properly.
Yeah.
And I was even, I'd say I was even disconnecting from myself.
Yeah.
Because I'd lost who I thought I was. I wasn't
who
I thought I was anymore.
Mm.
So you can really, and it's only that connecting with you, being brave enough to share everything. Thank God we have each other. And then talking about doing this and finding out that there are so many women out there going through the same thing that has literally saved my sanity at times.
Oh, God.
Because I think particularly for women, it's in us, it's in our DNA to connect with other women, isn't it?
Of course it is, and talk things through.
Like little pack animals.
Yeah, but you also think with menopause, it sounds like it's a bit of a moaning subject, or I'm moaning about this, and I've got this. There's not an awful lot of positives when you're kicking off with it.
No.
Is there?
You know,
I'm with someone through a colleague, and she's starting it, and I can see it. And she actually went to A&E a few weeks ago because she thought she was having a heart attack. And she started to speak to me, because I think I'd been off on holiday that week. And I said, oh, I didn't know what was happening. What happened? Tell me. And she said, and I said, right, how old are you? And she said, 45. I said, you know something? I think a lot of this could be a start of your perimenopause. And I'm only saying that because exactly the same thing happened to me. Do you remember when I I was Googling thinking, am I having a heart attack?
Because one of your first symptoms was palpitations, wasn't it?
And it was just off the scale, banging out of my chest. And so with that, I said, listen, just I'm here if you want me to talk about anything, you know, we'll like support you with it. And I think she said, that's really, really helpful, thanks. Because it sounds, if you at the time are not in any of these social networks about menopause, you're not getting it fed through to you, are you, on a daily scroll?
No.
So you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But when someone just said, listen, that's happened to me, I know what it is.
Yeah.
You haven't got a heart condition. It's just one of the symptoms of this thing.
Although that can throw up issues as well, because I know when I first started, I found this massive group, and it's still the only other group that, other than ours, that I'm in. And it's a global one, but it's started by a woman in America. And I have to say, I was probably more scared after being in there than I was before, because it was just a big whinge and moan fest going on in there, and all anybody wanted to talk about was all the negatives.
Yeah.
And so that really kind of fueled my fear, and it was one of the reasons we talked about starting our thing, wasn't it? Because we wanted to be different. Of course we don't want to sweep all the nasty stuff under the carpet. We want it out in the open and dealt with. And we do loads of, people don't realise this, but in the background we're doing loads of research all the time, aren't we, and finding experts and talking to experts. But we also want to try and lighten it, find the positives and bring some fun and light in, don't we?
Yeah, that's why we had to do the laughing thing, because we said it was just so ridiculous that we'd just lose things all the time, or, you know, we'd go for an appointment, it was the wrong day or something, and we just...
Oh, well, I've done that this week.
Yeah, you are.
I've done that already. We're not sharing fog moments yet, are we? But that's a massive one.
But it can't just all be doom and gloom. It can't, because we would go truly insane.
Yeah.
So, and we do have to have a laugh, and we just have to make the best of life, because we all have other things going on. We've all got our own other background issues, whether it's personal, family, you name it.
Well, we had a lady in the group this week, didn't we? A new member in the private Facebook group, who said... I think it was in private.
Oh, yes.
Who was saying, oh, I'm caring for my elderly mother and I'm trying to manage a hormonal teenage daughter at the same time as going through menopause and I think I'm going insane.
Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, we're at that stage of life where we might have caring responsibilities for older relatives, and we're still, some of us might have younger children. Mm-hmm. Some are even grandparents looking after grandchildren, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So,
and still having to do jobs.
And still having to do a job and dealing with menopause. It's a lot, girls.
It is a lot.
And you have to celebrate yourselves.
Yeah, because you're doing brilliant. You really are. And this is it, the whole self-care thing we bang on about as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be going to a spa and paying a lot of money, like the celebrities show us all the time on socials. It can't be that. We can't do that all the time. But it can just be simple. You just put your feet up for half an hour in the afternoon if you've got a, you know, your weekend, or I don't know, read a book, do this stuff like you say, your fresh air baths. It doesn't have to be a lot, just to take yourself away from something for half an hour.
No, and it doesn't, you know, I think sometimes people think it's got to be a big block of time.
No, it
but
doesn't.
It doesn't have to be. If you take 10 minutes two or three times a day, you've taken half an hour for yourself. So even if you just step outside with a cuppa and look at the sky for a minute and listen to the birds and, you know, and just breathe, then 10 minutes, three times a day, half an hour.
I know.
That's quite a lot.
Exactly. And we don't mean to, because it's like, you think, oh, that's totally, that's like the normal thing you do. But we have to remind ourselves to do it.
Oh, yeah,
because,
we do. We're not brilliant at this either. We're still learning. We're a work in progress, aren't we?
Yeah. I think it was the other day I was working from home. It was a really rainy day and it was really depressing and hard that particular day. And I thought, oh, God, I don't feel what's going on today. I thought, I need to go outside for a bit. So even though it was raining, I put my Mac on with my hood up and I stood outside. And it was only for, like you said, 5 minutes with a cuppa. And I felt better then. And I came back in and thought, right, just needed that bit of fresh air and get back to it. But it's just reminding yourself to do it. It's easy just to be stuck on that little treadmill, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think I always say to my clients, like, keep focused on what's on the other side.
Yeah.
So it might take an enormous effort to go outside when it's raining. It might take an enormous effort to just do a little bit of exercise. It might take an enormous effort to pick up the phone and ring that friend or something. But always remember what you feel like on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And that's your motivation to do it.
It's true. And you always feel better. Like today, we feel so much better seeing each other, don't we?
And we just, you know, it's been lovely. It's a social activity as well as doing some work. We've had a bit of porridge and we've had a bit of a pre-podcast natter.
I know. In fact, we should have been recording
this. We should. We really should.
We do come up with some good stuff before we even come on here.
So. We do, and then we forget it all instantly, don't we?
But I'm just tell you quick, I had... you know, I've been on HRT since January, and now this is my third lot of a different, dosage, if you like. So I'm going to tell you quickly, in Britain, getting an appointment with a doctor is like hen's teeth. It's hard work. So, and this shows about my fog. I'd gone to the draw on the Sunday, and I realised it was my last patch. And I thought there was more in the thing, because my progesterone tablet, there was still four or five. So in my head, I was thinking, I've got five patches. But you take a tablet, one tablet each day, and then your patches for like twice a week. So straight away, I thought, oh, no.
So they don't match up? No. You don't run out at the same time?
So this was Sunday, and I thought, I need to redo my patch by Wednesday. And, you know, you can't get an appointment, can you? So
no. This is what drives me mad. Can I just jump in for a second and then see if anybody else has got this experience? Don't forget what you were saying. Because every specialist and every doctor on television is saying, when they're asked what's your one piece of advice, they always say, well, if you're struggling, if you've got any issues, and that, go and see your GP. And I think, if one more person says, go and see your GP, like it's the easiest thing in the world, I'm going to scream, because getting to see your GP is like trying to get an audience with the Pope, isn't it?
It's just crazy. I don't know if it's like in other countries. Let us know as well. But, yeah, so this was my experience this week. So that was Sunday. So I was in work on the Monday. So my phone was on constant ring to the doctor, because you have to do a consultation online normally to get an appointment. But this said it was out. It wasn't available till Thursday for some reason. Because shortages or something. Oh, well, that's not going to work. So I had to ring the phone. And so I'm at work ringing this. And eventually, about an hour later, I got through to someone. And I explained. She went, well, we're only taking emergency appointments. I said, well, it is really an emergency because it's a follow-up. The doctor specifically said I need a three-month follow-up. And I need some new HRT.
That's a bit worrying as well, isn't it? That they think straight away it's menopause, it's HRT, it's not important.
So anyway, that was Monday, and she said, well, I can get you a triage call on Wednesday with a GP. So this, she said, she said it'll be 9 o'clock on Wednesday. I said, right, I'll take it. But I was in work on Wednesday. So I thought, Wednesday, great. I was in the office on my own. Phone was ringing, thinking, can I take that call? I'm waiting for the GP to ring me on my mobile, blah, blah, blah. So multitasking. Oh, right, it's great. 9:30, still not call. 9:45, still not call. 10 o'clock, the phone rings. My office phone rings. Three people come in the office at the same time. And I said, listen, guys, I've got to take this call. So I go outside, and where I work, it's when you go into the foyer, there's other offices. And then we're on a very, very busy road as well.
Yeah.
So it was like everybody was dying to go to the cafe. So I couldn't even hear her. So I'm having this important discussion with a GP in the foyer.
About your health.
About my health.
Menopause and your HRT. In the
people
foyer.
People walking past looking at me. Well, she's on her age, can't sleep. Yeah, whatever. So half the time I couldn't hear her properly. So the upshot is, I said, the other stuff's not working. The patch isn't working. It's annoying as well, because if you want a bath midweek, forget it, they just fall off. And then what you're supposed to do with it,
It doesn't re-stick.
No.
So
anyway, I've gone now to, this is my third option, it says a bottle, Estragel, I think it's called, and she's given me two pumps to put on each arm. So it's stronger, and I did mention the sleep is ridiculous, and she said, I'll give you something for that. And then all of a sudden this noise happened. I thought, she's going to give me some really good sleeping aid here. Sleeping tablet.
A magic pill.
The big stuff, you know. Anyway, it turns out they were just antihistamine, which I could have got for about £2 from the chemist, and they were £9. So I'm on, this is the first week of this new gel.
Anything?
Well, because of the sleep, I still don't feel any different.
No.
But I'm
How long does it take for a new...
No, I'm hoping. I said to her, the doctor, I did make her laugh. See, I was even like, at the beginning of the call, I was really fed up. And I went, you know what, it's third time, lucky. You never know when you speak to me next time, I might be like jumping around like a crazy, you know.
She hopes.
Yeah, she was laughing.
And you hope.
So we'll just go for it. I've got to keep trying.
You have got to keep trying, darling. And I'm on a mission for you anyway.
Yes, listen to this before we start.
I am on a mission. Well, for me as well, because my sleep's bobbins as well, but it's nowhere near as bad as yours.
No, but tell me about you. What is your... Right, I'm just quick. I seem to have 4 hours and that's it. Straight 4 hours and I'm awake.
Yeah, do I manage 4 hours? Yeah, I might manage about 4 hours because I tend to go to bed... About 10:30, probably hopefully not. I don't have any problem nodding off.
No, I don't.
I can fall asleep stood up, basically. I'm that tired most of the time. It's staying asleep.
Yeah.
So I tend to wake up with that thing.
Yeah.
You know, that, and then think, what? You know, there's nothing really happening, but it's that kind of that wave of emotion.
Yeah.
And then because it's such a shock that, isn't it? I can't get back to sleep and then my head starts racing and then I've got my achy joints, so I can't get comfortable and all that. So I think, yeah, probably manage about 3 or 4 hours before I wake up and then it might take me another hour to drop off again.
Yeah.
And then maybe another couple of hours and... I don't know. It's so erratic.
Isn't good, then?
No, it's not great at all. And I've never been even if I could, which I can't because I'm working for myself, so I can't, you know, I was working till 10 past 10 last night getting work done, but so I can't pinch time. But even if I could in the day, I've never been the kind of person that can nap in the day.
No.
I just feel groggy.
Yeah, it does. You think it's supposed to refresh you, but it doesn't.
It doesn't
really.
For me.
No.
So I have to stay awake. So, yeah, it's been absolutely rubbish. So for both of us, I've been doing a lot of research because I'm trying to find the natural way first and studying Ayurvedic medicine and herbal medicine.
Yeah.
And I've always used herbal. I'm the woo-woo one, aren't I? So I've always looked at kind of other ways of dealing with things. So I'm on a mission at the moment to get like a little package together for us to try of maybe a ritual and a routine and a drink and some herbal thing.
That doesn't involve Rohypnol. Maybe.
That doesn't involve, no, no, I promise. No, I promise.
Because we do all our lavender thing, don't we?
We do all that. I think the thing is, it's about finding the right thing and it's also about being consistent with it because I have to admit this even myself. I can try something for a little while and think, doesn't appear to be working. Forget it.
Yeah.
And not keep up with it. So the key I've discovered, particularly with herbal medicine, because it doesn't work as quickly as, in inverted commas, conventional medicine, which I have a bit of an issue with that term, actually, because, of course, herbal medicine existed thousands of years before what we now call pharmaceuticals. And most pharmaceuticals have got herbs and things in them anyway. But it takes longer because it's natural.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we just don't give things long enough.
No, we want a quick fix, don't we?
We want a quick... Everybody wants a quick fix. So we've got to be patient. We've got to be consistent.
Yeah.
Not give up on things. So I'm on a mission.
I know.
And I'm pulling it together. So I'll try it first.
I want to be a guinea pig.
You are. Well, whether you like it or not, you are a guinea pig.
And you did your hypnotherapy, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I'm qualified in clinical hypnotherapy and CBT and... psychotherapy and all of those kind of things. So I use them all in my work. And I used to do self-hypnosis.
Did you?
Because I really suffered quite badly with stress when I still worked in advertising. And so the only way I found of trying to calm myself and control the stress was to do self-hypnosis. Okay. But I've not done strictly, you know, clinical hypnotherapy as a standalone thing for a long time. So I'm digging all that out and doing a refresher course for that as well.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, we'll do a little bit of hypnotherapy as well and we'll see.
Talk about that next
time. If we can just find something.
Oh, Michelle, you know what? The, I'm just, forget about winning the lottery. I just want 8 hours.
Like, I do wonder sometimes if we did win the lottery and therefore could just dump the work and run off and escape and, you know, live in a cabin on the top of a mountain somewhere for a few weeks, whether suddenly we'd find we could sleep really well.
I think you're absolutely right.
Because I don't think it's just hormonal.
No.
I think it's, you know, the emotional health thing. It isn't just hormonal. It's life issues as well. It's all the stuff we have to deal with.
Yeah. You know, at our age, you would think you'd maybe be able to retire, but for me, there's no way that
it's
that
not happened. On the cards for us, is it?
No.
That's how a parent's generation may be, with possibly the last generation that could properly conventionally retire.
Well, they all got the pension at 60, didn't
they?
So, but ours is another 12 years, which won't even be enough to pay for anything.
No, won't even pay for our coffees, will it?
But that's the thing, isn't it? If you're just a woman who has to still keep working and who has to do everything else, then your sleep is going to be impacted because it's just way of life. You've got these financial worries. You've got your, you know, can I do that? Even if you're single as well, you may be having to live by yourself and you've got so many other stresses and family, like you mentioned before. So,
yeah,
it's going to impact on your sleep.
Of course it is, yeah. And then you've got the hormonal imbalance on top of that.
Yeah.
So we've got to get one or the other or a bit of each under control. So we've got to find a way of controlling the stress aspect of it.
Yeah.
Community, routines, ritual, you know, whatever else we can do, whatever we feel connected to. And then community as well, just having that support.
Definitely.
The emotional and the physical have got to go hand in hand, haven't they?
Yeah, and having things to look forward to, I think.
Having treats, leads in very nicely.
Oh,
good
that.
Segue into our fantastic little event that's happening this month.
Well,
so it's our second birthday.
It is.
What the fog?
How's that happened?
I don't know where that's gone.
2 years.
2 years.
And it's really weird if you look at our grid on Instagram. Sometimes I do scroll right back to it and I am still a stunt record 2 years on. All I do keep saying is, I'm not getting any sleep. But you can see, and then it's funny to have that documented.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
As well.
It shows you how long it's been going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, go on. Sorry.
So it's our second birthday. I'll tell you a bit more about that in a minute. And it's obviously World Menopause Month, and we've had World Mental Health Day, so we thought, right, what better time than to actually get our act together and do a little event.
Yes, and it's happening.
It's happening.
27th
of October in the evenings, because that's what you told us worked best for you. So 2 experts each evening, so that's 6 experts. Coming to share all their incredible, and they are, I've got to say, I'm not just saying this, they are incredible people.
Oh, so different. Everyone's so different, but everyone's just so fabulous in their own field, aren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we've got, who have we got, Lou?
We've got a skin yoga lady.
Yeah, facial yoga.
We've got a yoga, body yoga.
We've got a body yoga. She's just going to be talking about the importance of strengthening to stop osteoporosis and arthritis. Hello, Annie. Need you now. And we've got Karen Gilbert,
Fragrant Alchemy,
who's going to talk about using scents to alleviate symptoms and for well-being.
Yeah, looking forward to that one.
Yeah, she's fab.
We've got Emily
Foster. Gutsy Menopause, who's been on the podcast, who is gut health and nutrition specialist. Fantastico.
We've got Joanne, who's going to do a lovely sound. Well, this is the last, actually, and perfect sound bath. If you've ever had a sound bath, they're so lovely and calming.
Yeah,
so she's going
to be beautiful.
Ending that, isn't she?
She's going to be finishing off. We've got Janet Harrison from Panache, who is a colours and style expert. who focuses on women in midlife. So, yeah. You know, and all our
fashion.
When our clothes don't suit us anymore, we just don't know what to do with colour and all that kind of thing. She's brilliant.
So we're covering everything.
So we've got, yeah, we've got a bit of everything. Have we covered everybody? I don't think we've missed anybody.
No, that's it. There's two and two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sarah is she's called Skin Witch, and I've had a couple of facials off her over the last year, and fantastic. Yeah. She, gua sha facials and things like that. So she's going to be doing a facial yoga, isn't she?
She's going to show us how to do some bits. It's really good. So don't miss it, girls. We've really lined up some incredible people for you and things that are really going to help, you know, physically and emotionally as well.
It's going to be really exciting.
So we're dead excited, aren't we? So all we ask is there's going to be, each session is, there's one at 6 o'clock. GMT, this is UK time, 6 o'clock for about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and then at 7:30 for 45 minutes to an hour. They are giving their time for free because we don't charge for anything, so they're being so super generous. So all we ask is that just come and be there and support them and interact with them and, you know, to show your gratitude. It is taking part in the Facebook private group. And I know some people don't really like Facebook and they think, why are you doing it in Facebook? A couple of reasons, really, because it's a private space.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's safe to share. But also, again, because we don't charge for anything, we operate just on our own money. We put our own money into running this.
Yeah.
It does cost quite a bit to run it.
It does.
You know, to do the podcast and everything.
It does indeed.
And on little donations through Buy Me a Coffee when people feel generous enough. And Facebook is like practically the only free platform, and we just can't afford to pay for another paid for thing.
No, we can't.
So we need to do it in Facebook. But if you join, all the links are everywhere. If you come and join, even if it's just for the event, you can leave afterwards. You got free will.
Of course you
are. Don't have to stay.
But you might like it in there.
But you might find you like it.
There's a lot of sharing, which is good, and people share their own stories. And
some really funny stuff as well.
Yeah.
And the fog moments and things. So, which leads on nicely to...
Oh, go on.
Fog moments.
Oh, yeah. But you see, I did have some. Have you got one particularly?
Well, I've done a major fog up this week, haven't I? So, because we're organising this event, a couple of our ladies are local to me.
Yeah.
To us. And wanted to just meet to go through it. Because we're like that. And we encourage connections.
We
so they just wanted to meet and go through it because they might not have done things like this before. And so I arranged to meet this one lady. I won't name them because they can shame me. And I knew in my mind that it was Wednesday, and I had it in my mind all the time, but I put it in my diary for Tuesday. So I thought, well, I'll put it in my diary for Tuesday. It must be Tuesday then.
Oh, no.
Didn't check the messages. And just like I always do before any meeting, the day before, I just messaged to say, still okay for the meeting? Still all right? Yeah. And so she messaged me back and said, well, yeah, I am, but I thought it was Wednesday. Oh. So I checked back on the message and went, no, you're absolutely right. Definitely Wednesday.
Oh.
But because I'd checked my diary,
classic,
by then, I'd already arranged to meet it with somebody else on Wednesday. So then I had to message her and say, it's a good job you're involved in the menopause, you know, network generally, because I've had a brain fog moment. So she was really nice about it. But yeah, it was a major. So there's that many things you've got to check. So how did I do that? How did I go from the message that was very clearly meeting up on Wednesday to putting it in my diary for Tuesday and then trusting that?
I know.
Just so many things you've got to check.
And you're always, like you say, you're always kind of, I can't think today. Checking with yourself, because you do think, if you hadn't written it down, you would have gone to that anyway, wouldn't you? You would have made that appointment.
And if I hadn't, you know, if I wasn't the kind of person that checked the day before, I'd have just been sat there waiting for her, wouldn't I? And I'd have been Billy No Mates, waiting at the table on my own going, why has this woman not turned up?
I've had sons, but they're all very stupid. But I suppose the main one, which could have impacted badly, was that this, like I said, I went to the draw and I found out that the last patch, because I'm usually on it at least 2 or 3 weeks before. And I did think about it 2 or 3 weeks before. Then, but before I knew it, it was the day. And I probably made me panic a bit, thinking, why have I let it get to here now without addressing this? What's happened in those 2 or 3
yeah,
weeks?
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I wonder if it... because we do things almost on autopilot a lot of the time, whether we're just convinced that we've done it, that we've sorted it, and then discover we haven't. I don't know. Ladies, share with us. Make us feel a bit less insane, please.
Yeah. And I know I've got a lot of things coming up. Carney's doing MLT service, house insurance, all these things needing re-booking in and sorting and boiling and servicing.
It's just too much. We need a PA, don't we?
Yeah. And there's all these things, and you're like, right, I need to remember to do all that. But some days you're like, it's like your brain goes, whoa, 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 there's too much in here today.
Yeah, yeah. Let some drop out. I think that's what it is, you know, there's only so much room.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, if we win the lottery, we'll get a PA. But if we win the lottery, we're not doing any of that, are we?
No. Just we still carry on doing these.
We'll do the podcast, I think.
I love that little podcast.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. I picture all our ladies out there just sat in their own little kitchens or in the cars or on the bus to work or something and listening to us and giggling along. And it gives me a really warm feeling.
Well, that girl said that this week. I always call everyone girls, but ladies. She said she was listening in her car and laughing. And do you remember that lovely lady who had that message at the beginning? And she was on the train and she said she was actually laughing her head off.
Yeah, she's laughing out loud.
Laughing out loud. And so that's just makes it so much worse.
I think that was the Pooforia episode.
Oh, speaking of that.
Oh.
You said to me, you're in the age bracket now, when you need to tick 56 to 70 bracket.
Well, I got a letter.
Story about that.
I got a letter from the health service saying, hi, Michelle. Welcome to old age, basically. It didn't say that in so many words, but it was saying, we're inviting people 55 plus, thanks for that, to have a bowel screening. Here's a bowel screening kit. Thanks very much. Happy. But that wasn't the worst bit of it. The worst bit of it.
Oh, that's all right. I know what's coming.
Is that it arrives in a box that says NHS bowel screening. And because you can't fit anything through my letterbox, I came back and it was propped up against the front door for the whole world to see. You know, when you look around, like, has anybody seen this?
I know where you live, and I know that people would have been walking past seeing that.
What can you do?
Oh, but you've sent it off, I believe, haven't you?
I have sent it off. I've been very good about that, yeah.
And I won't ask you how you did all that.
Please don't. Please don't.
It's not going to be a just pleasant job, has it?
Nothing about this stage of life seems very dignified anymore.
No, but imagine the other people at the other end.
Oh, pardon I know, Paul. Yeah.
I've got to open it and do something with it. It's baffling,
isn't
it?
No, thank God I haven't got that job. Yeah.
But as long as...
But I'll never be able to look my postman in the eye again.
Your postman. Oh, my God. It's just...
Oh, see, girls, we can have a laugh.
We can have a laugh. We've got to laugh.
Yeah, it's not all doom and gloom.
No, it isn't. That's the thing. It's just not. And we've got another... So it'll be 20 next time we do this one.
Yeah.
What should we talk about next time?
I don't know. Ladies, girls, let us know. What should we talk about? What haven't we covered that is a burning issue for you, or you'd just like to hear us chat about, or you'd just like to hear us embarrass ourselves around?
And if you've liked this episode, just before we sign off, I forget, just like it and review. Because the reviews make a big difference as well.
Reviews definitely make a big difference. And tell everybody about it. Tell them to come and listen. And if you do get value out of anything, even if it just gives you a laugh and you fancy buying us a coffee, it will just keep us going.
Oh, it does. It does. Because we've got our AGM, haven't we? That's what
we've got our AGM.
Yeah.
At the end of October.
We need to go through our books and accounts.
Oh, yes.
I think we'll be putting more money in.
We will be putting more money in, but it's all right.
Yeah, we'll carry on. Yeah. We'll carry on. But when you get some, we get good feedback, it makes it worthwhile.
It really does. Yeah.
But so I think we'll should leave it there for this
time. We'd better leave them alone.
We've been prattling on quite a long time.
But it is a double header. Well, it's a triple header almost, isn't it? World Menopause Month.
Yeah.
Our thing and mental health. So we had a lot to cover.
We did have a lot to cover.
And I hope we've got something from it, ladies.
I hope you did. And I hope you have a great day. If you're watching this, why do I keep saying that? Listening to this in your car, I hope you have a great evening when you get home, or if you're in bed watching. Why do I keep saying watching?
In bed listening. Listen. Yeah, that's a good one.
I do like listening to podcasts when I'm in bed, actually.
I do, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh. All right, ladies, you take good care of your emotional and mental health.
It's important. Little self-care routines. Let us know what you do for those as well.
Yeah, give us some inspiration.
I know. So, till next time.
You know it.
Stay safe.
Don't lose it.
See ya. Bye.
You've been listening to What the Fog, the podcast.
With me, Lulu.
And me, Michelle.
If you've enjoyed the conversation, invite your friends along to join in.
And share your What the Fog moments with us. You can email us at chat@whatthefog.com.
Or you can share with us on our Instagram at whatthefog. That's WOT_the_fog.
Or why not join our private Facebook group?
We're 100% self-funded, so if you've liked what you hear, maybe you would like to buy us a coffee. All donations go towards hosting.
All the links are in the show notes. So until next time,
stay sane.
Don't lose it.